Hello and welcome to our podcast series. My name is Megan Mdrella and I am a Senior Solutions Manager here at Outsource Strategies International. Today, I will be discussing CMS new CPT codes for audiology and SLP telepractice services in 2021. Speech therapy and audiology services delivered via telehealth platforms, referred to as telepractice services by the American Speech Language Hearing Association, allows patients to safely get the services they need during the COVID-19 pandemic. Speech therapy and audiology telepractice services are reported and billed using the same CPT codes and guidelines as services provided face-to-face. As payers may have a specific list of CPT codes and modifiers approved for telepractice services, providers should always check with payers before rendering services. Appropriate place of service codes should also be appended on claims to indicate the specific place where services were provided. Telepractice place of service can include schools, medical centers, rehabilitation hospitals, community health centers, outpatient clinics, universities, clients' homes, residential healthcare facilities, child care centers, and corporate settings. In April 2020, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services issued waivers to expand the use of telehealth services. There were only a limited set of eligible audiology and SLP telehealth services in that list. On March 30, 2021, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services significantly expanded Medicare coverage for certain audiology and speech language pathology services delivered via health. Providers should ensure comprehensive documentation to support the medical necessity of the services provided. Justification for reasonable and necessary care and medical necessity can be achieved by meeting the criteria: reasonable, necessary, specific, effective, and skilled. Clinical documentation requirements depend on the specific setting and services provided and may include evaluation reports, intervention notes, progress notes, and discharge summaries. I hope this helps, but always remember that documentation, as well as a thorough knowledge of payer regulations and guidelines, is critical to ensure accurate reimbursement for the procedures performed. Thank you for joining me, and stay tuned for my next podcast.